California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't on the ballot next Tuesday, but his political future may be. Schwarzenegger called a special election to pass what he calls his reform agenda. But the governor's sagging popularity could be dragging those measures down, as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
The way Arnold Schwarzenegger sees it, this special election is just an extension of the recall that put him in the governor's office 2 years ago. That's the pitch he made to the crowd at a shopping mall in a Southern California neighborhood known as Little Saigon.
You recalled the governor, but not the broken system. And this is why we need the special election, because in this special election, you have a chance to go out and vote and to recall the broken system once and for all.
Schwarzenegger said California's dysfunctional political system would be transformed by his package of initiatives.
Can I hear it from you? Yes on 74. Yes on 75. Yes on 76. Yes on
These initiatives don't deal with what you'd call hot-button issues. Prop 74, for example, would make school teachers wait longer to get tenure. Prop 75 would force public employee unions to get written permission before spending members' dues on politics. The other measures limit state spending, give the governor more power to make budget cuts, and transfer the job of drawing legislative districts from state lawmakers to a panel of retired judges. The people who've cared about this the most are the public employee unions, and they hate it.
Governor, I voted for you because I trusted what you said.
A lot of people did.
But you're just one broken promise after another.
The speakers in this ad are uniformed cops.
But now you're attacking teachers, and you want to cut funding for cops in schools.
A big disappointment.
You're not the governor we thought you'd be.
Similar spots feature teachers, nurses, and firefighters. Under a multi-million dollar onslaught of these commercials, Schwarzenegger's popularity rating has dropped from an astronomical 69% to less than 40. The latest polls show that he's dragging down his own initiatives. Three of the four look like losers. The one on teacher tenure is still close, and most voters say they don't like the whole idea of the special election in the first place. The governor is still campaigning hard, however, and Republican political analyst Dan Schnur thinks there's still some hope.
The best thing that the governor can do at this point is probably to engage in some political triage. Trying to explain four different ballot measures is nigh on impossible. If he were to decide that he was going to focus all of his time and energy and to passing just a couple of them, I think after Election Day, Schwarzenegger could legitimately point to those as the first steps toward the type of reform he wanted.
But Democratic consultant Darius Schrago thinks the governor's options are more limited.
Well, I never underestimate the power of prayer. I mean, he is very unpopular. That's not going to change in the next several days. He has been matched and actually outmatched when it comes to raising money. You know, I don't know what he can do other than have an enormous number of Democrats not show up and vote.
It's not known if the governor's praying, but he has been sounding sort of mea culpa in his most recent TV spot.
2 years ago, you elected me to change Sacramento and to put California back on track. I've had a lot to learn, and sometimes I learned the hard way. But my heart is in this, and I want to do right by you.
But if the polls hold true on Election Day, the question becomes what happens to Schwarzenegger's political career beginning Wednesday, November 9th. Again, Democrat Darius Schrago.
If the governor loses all of these, it's pretty humiliating and certainly will confirm to the groups who've taken him on and to the Democrats that they really don't have to pay a lot of attention to him.
That won't necessarily ruin Schwarzenegger's chances for re-election next year, says Schrago. And Republican consultant Dan Schnur agrees.
When you ask voters whether they think a politician should be reelected, they tend to think in terms of the ideal alternative. And 38% of the voters say that they would like to reelect Arnold Schwarzenegger. The rest would probably not vote for him against Abraham Lincoln or Theodore Roosevelt.
But Schwarzenegger won't be running against them. And his opponent will have his own case to make, his own set of enemies to combat, and, like most people on the planet, be a lot less famous than Arnold Schwarzenegger. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.